listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Is it already that time of the week? It's the Britpop Show. Welcome, everybody. Now, before we get to the important business of what the theme is, let's start with something that I heard on the radio the other day, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to play that at the start of the Britpop Show because I haven't heard it in a long time. Manic Street Preachers. A rocky start to the Britpop Show this week. Not rocky as in dodgy, rocky as in really upbeat. But I know you're desperate to hear what the theme is this week, and I'm going to tease you a bit longer. You'll find out after this song, but this song is a clue. We'll be right back. Do you remember where you were when you first heard that song? I do. I was in a swimming pool in a private school, and I was, I was teaching Spanish kids. So they're all aged from about 13 to about 16, and they were supposed to do like a skit or something like that along to a song. And one of the teachers was like, oh my God, they're going to do Girls and Boys by Blur. It's so rude. We can't allow it. And I'd never heard it. And I was like, this is a great song. What's wrong with it? I think it was like the, you know, doing girls like their boys and boys like their girls or whatever that he wasn't happy with. Right. What's the theme? The theme is Coachella. Blur rocked Coachella at the weekend, but unfortunately they played to a lackluster crowd. Now, this is the first warm-up gig in the States since 2015. So apart from their warm-up gig, it's the first gig in the States since 2015. They performed 13 songs, a career-spanning set, but Damon Albarn was visibly frustrated throughout the set. And it got to Girls and Boys, and that seemed to be the tipping point. And he said he tried to get them to do a sing-along, but no one was participating. He was saying, you can do better than that, after trying to get them a song. But he said, you're never seeing us again, so you might as well sing it. Do you know what I'm saying? He threw in a few choice words other than that. They picked up for song two, but I think his complaint was that everybody there was basically there for Instagram. You know, what can you do? So as a result, I thought, you know what, let's see what Britpop bands have played Coachella. Now, I've had to go back through the posters. I've done some research. I say research. I've gone to a website and looked at the lineup posters. And it's not that easy to look at some of the posters, because some of the bands, some of the Britpop bands, are pretty low down the order and therefore pretty small. But this is one of them, surprisingly, in the first Coachella, Saturday, October the 9th, 1999, Spiritualized played. So this week, what we're doing is Coachella, and it's all as a result of the lackluster audience reaction to Blur's set at the weekend. But Dave Rowntree, he got on Twitter, or X, if you will, and he said, "A magical Coachella show last night. Thanks to everyone who came along to watch. Coachella audiences relax into a show and enjoy it in their own way. Always have. Always will." Dave Rowntree, of course, the drummer from Blur. So maybe we can believe what he says. Maybe he's just trying to, I don't know, maybe the organisers said he had to say it. But that's what they're saying. They're saying a lot of influencers are out there. So maybe we'll get a few people posting this show on Instagram. Who knows? But we're going back to 1999 at the start of Coachella. And Saturday, October the 9th, we had Beck, the Chemical Brothers, Morrissey. And on the Sunday, Rage Against the Machine, Tool, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Moby, and guess who else was playing? Super Furry Animals.
Hits from the 1990s.
Super Furry Animals, because they were playing at Coachella in 1999. Now we're going to skip right past 2001 because it's got Jane's Addiction, Weezer, Chemical Brothers, Fatboy Slim. It's not very Britpop, I've got to admit. So we're moving straight to 2002. Now there's some big ones here from 2002. Starting off, I mean, not Britpop, but Bjork was there, Chemical Brothers, Susie and the Banshees, Cake. I'd love to play Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake, but you won't let me because it's not Britpop. Jack Johnson, love a bit of Jack Johnson. But guess who was playing? Definitely from the Britpop era, The Charlatans, or The Charlatans UK, as they were known on the poster.
Hey girl, makes you laugh, I'd be good to you. If I could, I'd make you happy. If I had a son, I'd be good to my daddy. Who loves you though, I bet it's not the same as your no country boy.
Right, where are we? We are Coachella, what was it, 2002, something like that. I think that's where we got to. And guess who played there? Corner Shop. Now, you think I'm going to play either Brimful of Asher, the Norman Cook remix, or the slower one. And I'm not going to do either. I'm going to play one off Hand Cream for a Generation, which was their 2002 album. And it's the brilliantly named Lessons Learned from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3.
Yeah, the overgrown super shit. Lesson two, cop the groove. Lesson three is to ignore four. Round five going into six. I understand guns in the A&R office. Seven, the cooking with the meat direction. Eight, it's a real heavyweight. Nine, the rocking New York time. 10 times 10, it's like St. John said. The overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit. Yeah, the overgrown super shit. The overgrown super shit.
Clean versions only on this show. Come on, don't be embarrassed to admit you didn't know that song and now you like it and you're going to look it up on Spotify or whatever you choose. Now, it's not embarrassing to admit you didn't know it because there were some other bands in 2002 Coachella that were playing that you probably not heard of, including this one from Manchester.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Yeah.
How mad is that? That was a B-side, right? How good were Oasis back in the day? And then it all just fell apart. I don't know. It was the B-side to Do You Know What I Mean? Don't test me, people. All right? Don't check. Don't think that I don't know my knowledge. Right. We've had a request from Japan, of all places. And when we've had a request from Japan that not only is from that far, but also fits with the theme, it's definitely getting played. Ed has said, how about some Belle and Sebastian? He said, they've come up a few times recently in lists of gigs you've read out, and Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying was on that Netflix show you mentioned. Didn't mention, did a whole episode about it, about one day, remember? Come on, get up with it. He says, The Boy with the Arid Strap is a good one. Yes, it was.
Arab Strap.
takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm.
Pleasant, innit? The boy with the Arab strap, Belle and Sebastian. They were playing in 2002 at Coachella, but we've got to move on from 2002. Get over it, people. 2003, that's where it's at. Beastie Boys, it'd be fun to see. Queens of the Stone Age. Blur, that's the whole reason we're doing tonight's show. Groove Armada, I'd like to see them. Blue Man Group, not so interested. The Hives, yeah. NERD, they've got this song Rockstar, I really like that song. But I had to go right into the really small, just the small print, and I had to zoom it in just to find these ones. Badly Drawn Boy playing, Libertines, and then it was Gomez and The Music.
Hits from the 1990s.
She's a wicked girl, worse than all the world. A mystery lies in her. She spends her days in a violent rage. Try as I might, I love her every time the tears run dry. Messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love drug messes with your mind. She likes to fight. The whole world banged to rights. Yours truly a die. The growing pain. With my head. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love drug messes with your mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love drug messes with my mind. When the song is sung, don't let me call your opinion. That girl's my life. I tell ya.
love, drug messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love, drug messes with my mind. Don't ask me why. The girl shaped love, drug messes with your mind.
Everybody wants to know.
Much does that band rock. Amazing. Why can't they reform? I'd love them to reform. Now, listen back to that song and listen to the lyrics, because it's written to his relatives in heaven. It's an open letter to his relatives in heaven. And when you realize that, and you know, what's it like up there? It really, you know, chokes me up. Anyway, who else? We're at Coachella. Who else was playing at Coachella? Primal Scream. Can't give you the year. Haven't written it down, but I'll find it after this song.
I'm gonna cry.
25 years since that album came out, and in 2003 they played Coachella. Now I'm moving and jumping around a bit. Jarvis Cocker, not Pulp, Jarvis Cocker played in 2007.
This morning it was summer. By noon a cold front building. Where did you go? Where did you go? I've got to find some shelter. 'Cause any minute now, it's gonna blow. It's gonna blow. But I don't mind the rain. So strike me once again. I got nothing to lose.
Jarvis Cocker with some of his solo stuff. Right, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of Coachella, make sure you stick this on Instagram because you're all social influencers, I know. Thanks again for listening. See you on the flip side. I'm going to leave you now with something with a band that headlined in 2004-5, I think. Definitely Britpop. This is Radiohead.
Hits from the 1990s. Do it to yourself, you do. And that's
to yourself, you do.